This is a production of Cornell University.
A little past 5:30, how it goes. And unfortunately, we have to begin with an apology. We don't have all of the cords for the projector. So I have emailed everyone, if you have your computer, iPhone, iPad, whatever you might have, I emailed everyone the PowerPoint. So if you want to take a minute to look at it and follow along while we meet, you're certainly welcome to. Very sorry about it, and we'll get it fixed by next meeting for sure. So I'm going to kind of see how this goes. First of all, we're going to do the introduction of the voting members. I guess I'll start. I'm Mitch Payne. I'm the new president of GPSA for this year, and I'm a representative from the social sciences and in studying city and regional planning. So we'll move down here and then go around. So if you have a green placard, please introduce yourself and what you're studying.
I'm Eric Smith, and I'm the vice president of operations, which means I deal with committee staffing. And I'm a second-year PhD student in entomology, and I study vegetable entomology.
I'm Nicole Barron. I'm a fourth-year PhD student in psychology. I'm also the executive vice president of the GPSA now for the second year in a row, so I'm kind of a veteran on the executive board. I'm kind of a glorified secretary, so I send out a lot of the documents for the meetings. Also, if you're a field rep, you get hassled by me. I do a lot of keeping the attendance sheets, the listservs up to date, et cetera. So, yeah, that's my last step.
Got it.
My name's
Doc
Black. I'm a senior in the English department at Plattsburgh. I'm the voting member of the candidates as well.
Go ahead, Neil.
Hi, I'm Nancy Pope. I'm a third year and I'm going to be a master's degree.
Hey, everyone, I'm Vaughn. I'm a third year law student and I'm a voting rep for law.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Hill. I'm a second year CIPA and I'm a voting rep for social science.
I'm sure there's not a thank you question.
Hi, I'm Scott King, third year PhD in operations leader. I'm voting member for PhD.
I'm Matt Holden. I am a fifth year applied math, and I'm also a digital science voting member.
Hi, I'm Liz. I'm the department of communication, and I'm also on the university assembly.
I'm
Giovanna
Agnew, and
I'm
a second year
psychology
student.
I'm Alex from the fourth year PhD student in theoretical and
applied engineering. And I'm Bill Kreiser. I'm the chair of the appropriations committee and the supporting representative of biological sciences from horticulture, third year PhD student.
Is there anyone we missed? Anybody remember we missed? Awesome. And then also I'd like to introduce Evan, have Evan introduce himself as counsel.
I'm Evan Martin. I'm the counsel for the GPSA. The position of counsel is reserved for someone who is a member of the executive board in the past. I was president last year. So it's a kind of past president position in the way of continuity. Of course, we've already got Nicole, but I'm a fifth year in college.
Can I have two?
So my name is Derek Nighthawk Evanston. I don't go by Nighthawk. I am the graduate student trustee from the representing graduate professional community, which is a student who serves on the 64-member trustee board. There's always one undergraduate and one graduate student who serve alongside of many alumni on the board, and the board handles overarching policy issues that relate to the university, and I have the distinction of staying on David Sportman's board.
That's great. Thanks. Well, welcome everyone. I know we don't have time to go around to all the field representatives, but I hope to get to know you throughout the course of the year. And if you're following along on your own device, We're now going to have Kent Hubble, who is the Dean of Students and our faculty advisor, introduce himself and say a few things. So welcome, Kent.
Well, welcome. Thanks, Mitch. It's one of my great pleasures to support and advise the GTSA. And I've watched over the last 5 or 6 years the GTSA become more and more important part of not only of graduate student life, but of community life written more broadly, as you've had more and more influence over how we support and mentor graduate students on campus. Lest we forget, one-third of the students at Cornell are graduate students. And so I think you deserve every consideration when it comes to all the things that happen in your academic life, but also outside the classroom. I realize that graduate life is a much more serious undertaking than undergraduate study. At the same time, I feel that in order for you to have a complete and rich graduate student experience, it needs to be much more than the simple sum of classes and dissertations and other kinds of things that you do here on campus. Many of you are going on to become faculty in various places around the country, and being a faculty member, I hope, is more than just being in the classroom, but rather it's one that it recognizes all the various pieces and parts that go into making a wonderful experience for our students. So I take that charge pretty seriously, and I'd like to be here for you guys. I only advise you, the president is the person who you report to periodically. And of course, as you know, Derek is the president's boss, along with others. It's been a really wonderful series of years in the past. I have no doubt that this one will be even better yet. Your leadership is absolutely crucial to the campus. And what you do on behalf of your classmates and the university is incredibly important. So as you do your work, I'll be your champion. And if there's anything I can do for you, don't hesitate to talk to me in my office. It's right over the front door of the Strait, which is your student union too, by the way. And if my door is open, come on in. I'm happy to chat about anything. If it's at lunchtime, well, I'll invite you to have some lunch on me. So, thanks. I look forward to a great academic year.
Thanks, Kent. And throughout the course of the year, we'll have other members of the administration join us at the meetings for further discussion. I hope that Kent will come back to many of them. So what we're going to do now, for those of you who don't have the presentation or an agenda in front of you, is we're going to go through reports, and this is typically how the agenda will work for the year. We'll go through the reports of the executive committee and then go through reports of each of the other committees, and then just give a quick explanation of who they are and kind of a call for members. Then we'll move into more of the business part of it. We're going to approve the minutes from our last meeting in April. And so I think there are a few copies of them if you want to take a look and share. Nicole also emailed them to you last Friday if you want to refer to your email. And then we'll go into the new business. We have a couple things to take care of there. We have to elect our two master seats, one for a Master of Engineering and one for a Master Student at Large. And then we also have unfortunately had one of our voting members unfortunately had to resign because she wasn't able to make the meeting. And so we're going to have one election for that voting member too. And that can be drawn from any department from the field representative. And then we'll do some breakout sessions depending on how much time we have left. To talk about an issue we'll bring up, and then open forum, and then we'll go home. So with that, we'll start with the Executive Committee report. I'll start out with that. Just a couple things. One exciting thing that happened in the graduate school over the summer is that they hired a new Associate Dean for Academic and Student Affairs, Jan Allen, who's going to, we might have a some power coming, so Eric's going to take care of that while we keep talking. So Jan Allen is going to be our liaison, new liaison from the graduate school to the GPSA. and she'll be joining us at the meetings, and we'll have a chance to get to know her. She's a great lady, full of enthusiasm, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the graduate school and for us as well. Also, the GCI, which is going to dominate our agenda today and hopefully more agendas, is the Graduate Community Initiative. And this was a document that was created and passed by the GPSA way back in 2007. And we're hoping to look at it a bit more this year and get to know the document better and update it. So everyone really should take a look at it. Again, Nicole emailed it out to you. It's also, just Google it, Graduate Community Initiative at Cornell. In addition, Nicole emailed you an update that the graduate school gave for kind of progress from their end on the GCI. So please do take a look at that. Again, we're going to be talking about it much more over the course of the year. And the last thing I have in my report is a call for anyone who wants to attend the Ivy Summit, anyone who's interested. The Ivy Summit is one of our peer groups. All the graduate and professional student organizations from each of the Ivy schools plus MIT meet every year to talk about different issues. It's a pretty exciting event, even though I've not been. And Nicole can attest to it. And I believe it's the first weekend of November, and it's going to be at the University of Pennsylvania down in Philadelphia. Thanks. And if anyone's interested in going, please send me an email. My email is up there. Oh, wait. It's actually mcp235. Should come up here soon. And if anyone would like to go, send me an email, and we'll see what we can do. Perfect. All right, there we go.
Woo-hoo.
Fantastic. Thank you, Evan and Eric. And Allison, thank you. Fantastic. So if you are interested, please email me. The other thing we have that's a little bit farther away is last year we joined the National Association of Graduate and Professional Students, the NAGPS, which is a similar but larger organization and nationwide for graduate student groups like ours. And their national conference is at Duke University in North Carolina on the same weekend that the Ivy Summit is. Someone wasn't planning very well, but that's fine. So if you're more interested in going to that, again, email me, and we'll see what we can do. Yes, please.
Could you just expand on what the Ivy Summit is, what happens at the Ivy Summit, maybe?
Yeah, please, Nicole.
Yeah, so again, it's a summit of the graduate student organizations from each of the different universities, and typically what they do is have like workshops and sort of sessions where the leadership from all these different assemblies sort of discuss what are they talking about at their institutions, what things have they learned, you know, what's working, what's not, what things are kind of prominent in their mind. It's a good way to like meet students from other universities. It's a lot of fun. And UPenn has by far the wealthiest of all of the grad student associations, so I expect this year's event to be quite fun.
I would add one thing. I was at last year's Ivy Summit as well. I think that the biggest problem that there is for student government is that we have high turnover. It's just built into the process. We're only here at Cornell for a couple of years, and then, God willing, we graduate and we go on to get one job. So the Ivy Summit and the NAGPS are really important opportunities for us to learn best practices, to find out what other schools are doing that work well, and the opposite, to find out what other schools have tried that didn't work. I know that it's been a very enriching experience for the Cornell graduate leaders who've had an opportunity to go in here and pass, and I feel very comfortable with saying that it will be again.
Great, thanks. That's all for my report. I will go to Eric.
Okay. Next slide. Yeah. Well, it's fantastic that everyone is here already, you know, as a field rep or a voting member. That's great, but We also, grad students represent over 40 committees. And so these are either within the GPSA itself, whether in any of those listed, or in many, many other committees, either in the University Assembly or, as you can see, Faculty Senate, all sorts of things that you can be involved in. And even more positions. So, in short, we have a lot of opportunities for everyone to get involved if they can. And so, what we'd like you to do is to first visit the committee's page at our website at the top of that slide, and you just fill out a short questionnaire, and then our committee will convene and we'll decide, you know, what the best fit is for everyone based on the results or based on their answers in the questionnaire. And if you have a specific committee in mind that you'd like to join, that's also great, and you can include that. And basically the point of this is to give a voice to all of those bodies from grad students. And I can't remember, I have no idea what our usual rate of filling these posts is, but I don't know the last time we've had 100%. So it would be nice if we can get all of these positions filled this year. So please, if you have a few hours a week to devote to a committee, it's not very much, I promise, or even every other week, go to the website and fill out a questionnaire.
Great. Thanks, Eric. And now we'll move on to Nicole's report.
Okay. So first of all, I see a lot of new faces. So there are many new field representatives here. You may not know the routine, I guess. But first of all, I want to say thank you for being a field representative. What you guys do is a really important part of how the GPSA works, because if it were just this group of 19 people talking together in a room, we wouldn't be able to very appropriately represent the diversity that exists within the graduate professional student community, both in terms of the fields that everyone comes from and just more generally the diversity of our population. So it's really great to have this sort of expanded pool of people to pull from. You guys all have a really important voice to contribute to this process. So next slide. So here's kind of the expectation for field representatives. You are encouraged to attend all GPSA meetings. This is what is in the charter. Notice that doesn't say required. However, if you are representing a graduate student organization, if you miss more than two meetings, we consider that a vacancy, and you may be ineligible to apply for the field funding that you receive as a graduate field organization. So just keep that in mind if you decide that these meetings are not worth your time. We also ask that you provide updates to your constituents when important issues come up, and also solicit feedback. There's going to be cases that come up where, like, say, for example, we were discussing some of the calendar committee's recommendations last year. We need to know, for example, if it affects students in your field to change the calendar in an important way. We don't know that, you need to tell us. So this is sort of the important link that you provide in terms of communicating with students in your field. We also ask you to attend at least one area summit each academic year. The voting members who are representing your areas of the graduate school, social sciences, biological sciences, we'll hold a summit and sort of use that to sort of get formal feedback on some issue that's being discussed. And so we'll ask for you to attend that. Also, field representatives, and you'll see this, will get to elect voting members to the voting members. Yes. So you get to elect voting members. You'll see that process happen tonight because we're doing it three times. And it's also, of course, as you said, really encouraged that you join a committee. Committees are a really neat opportunity to work on specific focused issues that you might find more interesting than things. And it's a really great way to sort of get involved, to feel maybe like you're having a more direct impact on some of say, for example, resolutions that are being written, actions that are being done, meeting with administrators. So I really encourage you to get involved in the committee. I'd say that a lot of the really important work of the GPSA happens in committees, not in this big room, but you know, in committees and in conversations with people about these specific issues. So I think the next thing. Okay, and this is just some housekeeping. I hope you guys all have a chance to sign in on the form. If not, please do that before you leave. If you think you're the field representative and you either didn't get an email from me or you're not listed on that form, then I don't know about it. You need to tell me, so fill it in on the form. And also, if you're here and your field isn't represented, then there is an opportunity for you to be a field rep. You have to get essentially talk to people within your field. I don't get to decide who the field rep is for a field. Your field decides. But just know that there's a vacancy. Or if you know someone who's interested or might be interested in serving as a field rep, let me know. Leave that this. Yes. And finally, again, if you don't think that you're effectively being engaged as field representatives, please feel free to talk to us. We do these breakout sessions. We do the area summits. And also, I forgot about this. You guys have every right to speak up at meetings, same as any voting member. If you don't understand what's going on, you can ask a question, raise your hand, say point of information. You can speak for and against motions that are on the table, and you should feel totally comfortable doing so. That's why you're here. And so if you feel for some reason like you aren't being effectively engaged in this process, please come talk to us. Like we can change how we're doing the meetings to make sure that, you know, people are included. So that's it.
Great, thanks Nicole. I'm going to move quickly on to Marcus, who is the communications chair. So we're going to go through each of the standing committees and have them give a quick presentation. So Marcus, you're up.
So what we do in the communications committee is we handle all the communications, so that means the Buzz, the Facebook, the web page. You should all receive actually the Buzz on Friday, so if you haven't, that's probably something that you should bring to our attention, because you should all be on that. What we need, the content of the Facebook and the Buzz are usually GPSA sponsored events, events in the Ithaca area that may be of interest to grad students. We're going to start focusing on things that are happening within the GPSA body and also professional career development resources that are available to the graduates here at Cornell. I encourage anyone with interested in communications to join the committee, and if you have HTML programming experience as a plus, but not in the session. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is that.
Thanks, Marcus. And so what we're trying, this is as much an explanation of committees as it is a solicitation for members of the committees, if you can't tell. So we really do want to make sure that our committees in GPSA are well-staffed and that have interested members. And I'm sure if you do have HTML code, you'll be drafted more than asked to join. Next, we'll move on to Bill, who's our appropriations chair.
All right. So I'm the chair of the appropriations committee, which is kind of like treasurer of the GPSA. I kind of oversee that helps recommendations for the GPSA operating budget, which we'll have the next meeting. So if you need to get reimbursed for anything, I'll be the guy to talk to. Mitch and I have signed the form saying they reimbursed, so good to know who we are. And then as a committee, we do anything that's associated with the grad professional student activity fee, so the $40 expense you pay every single semester. That is not set by our committee, but we meet with the different groups that are asking for money from every single grad student, and then we make recommendations for how much that fee should be, and that's every other year. So we did it last year, and so this year is a non-fee setting year. So we kind of be setting deadlines, we'll be changing policies, look at what worked and didn't work last year, and having the new groups and even the groups that are currently being funded ready for the process next year. And on top of that, we also kind of oversee, look at the guidelines of the GPSA Finance Commission. So if you want to join our committee, it's going to be not a lot of work this year because it is an off year. But we do have some important things to do, especially when it comes to reviewing what happened last year and getting groups like the Lloyd Trade Hall of Public interested in getting bylines funding next year, you know, helping them with the process, keeping them informed about deadlines and what they have to do for petitions and things. So there'll be stuff that's going on, and we'll have two or four meetings during the year. And if you're going to be here, you know, for this year and next year, it'd be great for me to join, because next year you have some of the knowledge from this year. It'd be really helpful for the people getting you next year. And then this goes off to the committee, state committee chairs right now. I mentioned an email off, I believe, that had a budget from last year. So I need to set the budget for the coming academic year. You see our projection had about $25,000, some of that set away for things like the Ivy Summit that we're going to host in 2018. So if you, the budget as it stands right now from last year is pretty much what we're going to stay. If you need more funding for something, it'd be nice to let me know through email, or you can personally talk to me and say why you think your committee needs more money. We can talk about that more after this meeting. So I can have some kind of feel for how to distribute the $25,000 we'll have to spend this year for our internal budget. So.
And what's your net ID in case people
it's,
are interested?
It's WCK38.
Great, thanks. Thanks, Bill. Move to Vinay, who's our Finance Commission Chair.
I'm Vinay Hagi, the new chair of the UPSASC for this coming year. We're basically, the Finance Commission is an organization that is responsible for funding 200 plus groups around campus. And these groups are predominantly graduate and professional groups, so they have to have 40% of graduate student membership in those groups. And then they would be eligible to apply for funding for various events, programs, and things that they organize throughout the year. So in May, we've actually already reviewed all the annual budgets for the coming year. And I understand that some groups did not actually receive an email confirming that their annual budgets were approved, that we announced that were actually allocated to their group. There was, our technician actually does some of these allocations and sends the emails out. I was away for a few weeks. So if you are one of those groups, or you know people who are in one of those groups, and you know, we'll be coming up and informing them about these late allocations. The other thing is, if you're interested in being part of this group this coming year, I would highly encourage it. We're managing something in the order of $200,000, $280,000 of money. So there's a lot of money that we're managing for various groups. And it's an important position. It's an important group. And you're meeting typically once a month. The first Tuesday of every month is typically when we meet. To review either special project requests that are submitted on a monthly basis by various groups or annual budgets. And we basically keep meeting until money runs out. Last year we met pretty much in March when the money ran out, and that was it. So if you're interested in getting involved in managing money and reviewing some nice applications, I think it's a great way of getting to know some of the organizations in the GPSA, as Nicole was mentioning. This is one of the best committees to be in, I think. We're typically 6 to 8 people, so that's the number we're looking for this year. If you have any specific questions, certainly come and ask me. Our first meeting is going to be Tuesday, October 2nd, so we still have a few weeks to get to people on the committee. But please contact me if you have any questions. My email is vvp4. That's the name.
VVP4. Great. Thanks. And next, the Graduate and Professional Student Programming Board, which is a little bit different this year. They've split off, but they're still going to attend the meetings and keep us updated. So the co-chairs are Kristen and Giovanna. Whoever wants to take it on.
We're the co-chairs this year. The Programming Board is in the past, we've had the grad college in our main major, MCU. They implemented service to do grad training hours instead of e-planning, holiday, and great opportunities for state volunteering activities. So we're looking for members who would like to plan events and have ideas. We also need a treasurer and a communication check with the committee. So if you're interested, contact me or Shabbat. We
we have our first meeting this Friday. We have lunch. So if you're interested, so today is Mid-Class Science Room 336 at 12:30. And like our main goal is to make grad students get to know people outside of the field. Because as they are studying, they know everyone in the field, probably in their department, but then it's really hard to get to meet other people. So that's what our idea is, to know them, get to know all the people outside of the field. So everybody's welcome to come to lunch.
Great, and their events will be part of our buzz and part of our communication that goes out to all graduate students. So it's a great group to be a part of. Thank you to both of you. Is Yevgeny here for student? Awesome. There you go.
Guys, I'm Yevgeny. I'm the chair of the Student Advocacy Committee. At the heart of it, our mission is really simple. It's to support the well-being of graduate and professional students. And well-being is a pretty big term, but it includes really important things that affect, I think, everybody's day-to-day lives here. You know, stipend level, child care services, mental and physical health, issues of adversity, access to resources. These are just some of the issues that we deal with on a daily basis. And this committee is really meant to approach that. And we're charged by the GPSA charter with investigating the needs and desires of graduate and professional students. And after that process, we work with the GPSA, administrators, and students to address student issues and improve well-being. And on a more practical level, we'll do the next slide. We have one meeting a month. I'll announce the time for the next meeting and the next GPSA, the next GPSA event. Our big responsibility for the year is to host an annual forum, which is focused on a specific topic, dealing with well-being. Traditionally, we've done a town hall format where students are invited to come and talk about the issues that they're facing in their fields and in their lives. Last year, we tried something new. We organized an event called Band Trust, so we hosted a dinner in the Big Red Barn for 70 students. We had a guest speaker by President Susan Murphy, and we had guided small discussions to focus on mental health and wellness. And I think it was a really successful event. We have a Resolution 16 from last year. We'll hear more about that in the coming months. The administrator didn't give notice of how much information we were able to gather from students. So we'll hopefully be able to use that in a discussion type format again, but we'll see if you're interested in organizing a big event that really brings together a lot of people from different areas and communities for you. You also get an opportunity to meet with various decision makers that connect administrators and various student groups. There's a resource sheet on the GPSA website that has a lot of good quick links, and one of the responsibilities of the committee is to update that list and make sure it's accessible for everybody. So that's something that will be a priority for this year. And organize other events as needed. If you care about students on campus and you have some good ideas, come and ask. Definitely have a lot of opportunities here in the community. I think it will be a really great year. So if you're interested, send me an email. So if I'm going to get any, my net ID is YI62, or just join the committee online. And we really need, I think last year we had about 8 to 10 people. We're looking for as many people as want to get involved. So, thanks.
Great, thanks, Yevgeny. Are there, at this point, are there any questions about the committee that we can answer quickly? From anyone? Great.
I'm sorry. Could you do a summary of all the committees that you've presented so far?
I guess each of them have given us a listing. These are the 5 committees that are within the GPSA again. We've got communications, appropriations, the finance commission, the programming board, and the student advocacy. Again, we're not particularly limited by the size of each group. So if we have 20 people that are interested in any one particular committee, we can make sure that work gets done with 20 people. So we really need as many people as possible, and any graduate student or professional student from across campus is able to join these committees and any other committee, with the exception of the judicial
particular.
Thank you. Which requires a female member. Nicole, do you have
I was just going to add too that there are summaries for every single committee, all the standing committees as well as the external committees that are that we staff on committees.cornellgpsa.com. I worked really hard on making the little expandable link, so you click on it and expand the explanation. So you can explore that website. Yeah.
It'll pop up. This link here will pop up elsewhere through the website or through the PowerPoint presentation, so please visit it. It's a great resource. Next we'll move
to the approval of the minutes. You should have all received them via email. There are a couple copies floating around. So we'll welcome any amendments to the minutes, and then we'll go to approve them. Are there any amendments to the minutes as written? Great, seeing none, is there any objection to the approval of the minutes from April 23rd? Fantastic, the minutes are approved. Great, we'll move to the new business now. So under this new business, we have three elections to do. And the first two we'll do are the master seats. And the first one of those will be the master's from an engineering field. And then at that point, once we've elected that person, we'll move on to the master's seat at large, which can be anyone, even someone from engineering. So for a quick update, this is the language from the charter about GPSA voting members. I think you're somewhat familiar with what the roles and responsibilities of the voting members are. But again, these two, we always elect every fall at the first meeting from specifically master's seats, because I think it was an effort to make sure that master's students were represented as well. So this first one is going to be from an engineering field. And so what we'll do is we'll go ahead and take nominations. You can nominate yourself or you can nominate someone else from engineering, please. And then we will, if there's more than one nomination, we'll ask each of them to give us just a 1-minute summary of why they think they would make a good voting member from engineering and representative of the master's degrees. And then we'll go ahead and vote. If there is no contested election, then we'll go ahead and vote anyway to approve them. And if for some reason it's not filled, then we will try again at the next meeting. With that, are there any nominations for the master's from engineering? Please.
I'll nominate myself.
Okay. Great, thanks. Is there anyone else? Any other nominations? For the Masters of Engineering? Anyone? Great. You're welcome to say something for a minute, but you don't have to, because we'll just go ahead and approve you. Great, thanks. So we're going to go ahead and vote on it anyways. We'll just do a voice vote so it's recorded. So all those in favor of approving Rob Moore, electing Rob Moore, my apologies, as the Master's from Engineering, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Fantastic. Rob, welcome to the voting members position. Great, and now we'll move to the open master's seat. So this can be anyone from any master's degree program that's in the graduate school. So unfortunately, those from the professional schools already are represented. So it has to be within the graduate school. If you have any question about that, please raise a point of information. So again, this works. If we don't fill it this time, we'll try it at the next meeting and then at the next meeting. So that being said, are there any nominations for the open master seat? Any nominations? You can decline it if you don't feel like you want it. It's a great body to be a part of, voting members. Okay. Eric, do you accept?
Yeah, my name's Eric. I'm from the School of Hotel Administration and the master's in hotel management program. And
Great. Great, thank you. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and vote on Alex, right?
Eric.
Great. There's a lot of Eric in the voting members. Great. So all those in favor of electing Eric as the second master's representative, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Fantastic. Welcome, Eric. Great. So we have one more seat to fill, voting member seat. This can be anyone from the field representatives who wants to run. This position was formally filled for the humanities portion, but actually can be from any field that is represented by the field representatives. So again, this can be anyone, and we'll go ahead and do the same process as before. Are there any nominations for this, please?
Yes, my placard isn't here, but I'm Tracy Yao, and this is my second year returning as field representative for English.
Great. We'll see if there's more people. Mia was first.
I'd like to nominate Sinead Agay.
Sinead, do you accept?
I accept.
Great. Evan?
I'd like to nominate Ben Agay.
Okay. Treveni. Treveni. Great, thank you. Any other nomination? Please.
I'd like to nominate Farad Mohanty.
Great.
I accept.
Okay. Can you spell your name for me?
Farad.
Farad. Thank you. please, Eric.
I'd like to nominate Heather Connell.
Heather, do you accept? Okay. Are there any further nominations? Fantastic. So what we'll do is we'll give Christine, Sine, Treveni, and Parag just 1 minute to say something, and then we'll go ahead and do a vote, a vote by ballot. So, Christine, you're up.
Okay, so again, my name is Christine Yao, and I'm returning as a field representative for English. So something that I did last year, that a number of my students in Department of English were concerned about the cuts that were being made to funding for the student families. So I did speak to Evan and Peter Barnes about this, and I ended up also recommending that the graduate students be on the campus bulletin committee. And up until that point, there had been a graduate student attending it. I was also on the committee for Golden Looker, and also as a material I suppose manifestation of the sort of suggestions I made is that the field representatives of funding, you'll see that not only your name, but also your department. And last year we didn't actually have that, but I suggested that as a change to be the placard this year. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Vinay, you're up.
Okay, I'm Vinay. I have a fourth year graduate student in horticulture. This is actually my second year serving in the UCSA FC, the chair. Previously, I've been president of my graduate student organization, the department organization. I think this is a great opportunity to have a chance to have say in some of the major issues in GPSA. I think being in the chair position would be good to have voting rights. So that's why I'm interested in getting voting membership. Thank you.
Great, thanks, Annette. Treveni?
Hi, yep. I'm Treveni. I was going to make a joke about how I'm from India and South Korea, so I know all about democracy, but there's two other reasons also. That failed. My last name is Gandhi, so I know a lot about conflict resolution. but this is my first time representing my field of government. I'm a third-year student. And I'm interested in being a part of the GPSA. I think the GCI issue is fantastic. I'd also like to work more with SHAPE, which is something on the agenda from last time, and helping people feel more secure and safe in the community, as well as increasing our participation as graduate students within the community of Sigma. I think there's a big divide between Cornell and everyone else, and I'd like to see a bridge that as graduate students. So, welcome.
Great, thanks, Treveni.
Parag, you're up.
Hey, I'm Parag. I'm a fifth-year chemistry and chemical biology student. And this is my third year at the Graduate Representative for Graduate Institution of Chemistry. Last year, I was a member of the ad hoc committee that decided on the award for graduate advisory and mentoring. And this is also my second year of staying in Maplewood as being a graduate student, and that also has kind of given me a lot of interest in terms of what a grad student, you know, if you change within campus and experiences in terms of graduate living as well. What I realized after 3 years of just being a field representative is that by being a board member, when not only does get to decide on some very important issues that UPSA puts on the table, but also there's a lot more input in terms of discussions and other ideas. I plan to be part of the GCI initiative that Nicole will be putting forward later today. And one of the ideas that I had is something came up between discussions is that I do not know if this is going to be applicable for humanities, but definitely for engineering and physical sciences. All of us grad students must be using some sort of tools or techniques or some machinery, some instrumentation. And even by staying in departments that are right off of each other, only being separated by a road, we really don't know which lab has what instruments. And we have something like that for chemical compounds that other people can share, but if there was a database that shared instrumentation, that other people knew who had what, you know, that's one of the ideas that I would bring to the table, that, you know, that would be really beneficial in general for definitely the scientific, the biology the community as well, but also maybe if it can filter into other resources. Saying that, I look forward to the elections.
Okay, thanks, Craig. So what we'll do now that each of our candidates have had a minute to describe themselves and what they'd like to who is a voting member, each of you should have received a ballot. It's a very official ballot. And thank you, Amy, for handing them out. So please write down just one name of who you would like to see as the voting rep, and then we'll go ahead and collect those and count them throughout the rest of the meeting. And when we have the results, we will let you know. Please.
Only field reps and voting members vote, right?
Correct.
And officially, it should be only if you are, like, currently in my system. If you didn't tell me before tonight's meeting, too bad.
Oh, I get to vote, too. I just want to make sure everyone's had a chance to write them down. They're unique names for most of us. Some of us. All right. Great. Thank you, Amy. All right. So we'll keep going with the with our agenda. Running possibly a little behind schedule, but we should be good to go. So now we're going to look at our very first resolution that has been brought forth by Nicole, myself, and Evan. And you all should have received a copy of it. If anyone
wants, and as the discussion permits, I can bring up a copy as we go along. So I'm going to turn it over to Nicole.
Okay, so I hope you guys all got a chance to read the resolution as well as the actual GCI that went out. So as we kind of talked about, the GCI, the Graduate Community Initiative, was a major document put forth by the Graduate Professional Student Assembly in 2007. It basically talks a lot about very important issues to the graduate professional student community. Things like having access to a student center, student resources, particularly career services and professional development opportunities, as well as general graduate student life and community. And it's become sort of a living document. The administration, and I can say this from experience, has sort of consistently gone back and referred to this document as sort of checking their progress in terms of how they're sort of operating in response to the graduate professional student community. And I think that as part of continuing that conversation, we should work from our body to sort of do an update, sort of check in. How are things going? Are they doing well? Are they not doing well? Where are we happy with some of the results? Where is there still more work to be done? And so basically, this resolution creates what we call an ad hoc committee. An ad hoc committee is a committee that works within the GPSA, comprised of membership of the GPSA, to work on a specific focus issue with a specific deadline. So if you see in the resolution, I sort of outlined the history of the GPI and why it's important to sort of continue this conversation this year. I should say that given that I've been involved in the GPSA this is now my fourth year, this is actually the first year that we haven't had sort of a major initiative sort of mandated by the charter. I've survived two activity fee setting years, and 2 years ago we did a major update to our own charter within the GPSA. So this is actually the first year that we have sort of a blank slate to work with. And so this is why I thought, and the rest of the executive committee agreed, that this would be a really great way to sort of start our work as a body this year. So basically, this would create an ad hoc committee. Anyone would be encouraged to join that committee, and we'll work throughout the year to do the things outlined, but basically to identify the progress that has been made, do some research, kind of figure out what's been done, and make a document that says that, and then sort of assess the graduate professional student community's satisfaction with that progress. Reach out specifically to the graduate professional student community, and then present this to the Board of Trustees at their big meeting in Ithaca in March. So that's the goal. And it's a big task, but I'm excited that we'll be able to do that task. So I think that's it.
Great, thanks. Evan, would you like to say anything as a co-sponsor?
I can't vote on the resolution, which is kind of a weird feeling for me. I also didn't write the resolution, which is also kind of weird for me. I really have to very strongly commend this year's executive for putting this on the table this year. I think the GCI is one of the biggest accomplishments this body has ever done. I've been thinking about this since we participated in orientation. Somebody said, well, what's an accomplishment of the GPSA? Well, the GPSA, we're not like Congress. We can't create a university budget. We can't say graduate stipends will go up by 10%. We don't have that kind of power. We're an advisory body. And the GCI is one of the most effective advisory documents this body has ever prepared. We can't say because this line is in the GPSA, one thing that's in there was more career services for graduate students. Because that line was in there, the Office of Inclusion and Professional Development was created and an additional position in career services was created. It's not just because of that line, but it is in part because we lent our voice to the importance of that issue for graduate students, that career services should be something that we should have access to as well. That lends strength to the administration wants to implement something like this. So I think that this resolution, this process is timely, necessary. I think it has an enormous potential to be influential at Cornell for years to come. And I encourage you, if you have one of those green placards, to vote in favor of it. And regardless of the color of your placard, or if you don't have a placard, I encourage you to get involved in the ad hoc committee.
Great. Thanks, Evan. So what we're going to do right now is we'll move into discussion on this resolution because it has been moved by Nicole, Evan, and I. So the process for this is anyone with a placard, please raise it and I'll add you to the speakers list. As we discuss this, please make your comments pertinent to this particular resolution and anything that we have done. So if I can break this up, we have for an update on the election as a handout more slips. We've had a tie. I think we're going to hold out on voting at the moment. On this tie, we'll finish the discussion and approval or disapproval of this resolution, and then we'll come back to the election. So please don't write anything on your ballots yet. We'll come back to that. So again, as you do this, please slip.
I'm sorry, I have a point of information. You said that anybody with a placard can contribute to the discussion, but my understanding is that anybody.
My apologies.
And so there's people sitting up there and they may not all have 2020. Is there any way that we can zoom in?
Yes. Thank you. I can see it perfectly fine. Is that?
I think even a little bit.
A little bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, please. How do we make this full screen?
Down on the bottom, right? The two this one? Is that it? No, that's four.
Mike's still be able to zoom in. I don't know.
My apologies. I'm not. This is a relatively new computer, so this is the bulk of it. This other part down below indicates who we send the resolution to. This is something we do for all of our resolutions. So if you're curious about that and want to amend that to include anyone else, please let me know. So again, please raise your hands and I'll add you to the speakers list. If you have an amendment that you'd like to offer to this, I can certainly go up and find it again if you'd like to offer that amendment, and then we'll have discussion on that. If you do have a question about Robert's Rules of Order, this is a fairly simple one that we're going to be doing, hopefully. If you have any questions at any point about Robert's Rules of Order and how we do this, do a point of order and ask your question. So with that, discussion is now open on the resolution. Anyone like to discuss? Ask a question? Provide feedback? Yes, Nighthawk.
I'll just go ahead and second what Evan said last eloquently, and say that when I joined the GPS, when I joined the GPSA in 2007, it was the semester after this document was written. I think that updates anyone else at the time of the GPSA in this room. And so I was close from the very beginning, and everything I've said was true. It was very helpful in conversations with administrators. And even today, you're sitting in the room with David Torton, you're sitting in the room with Barb Newt. This document predates her as dean for 3 years. But if you're sitting in the room with Susan Murphy, any senior administrator, they always say, oh, well, what are we doing with the GCI? Or, you know, are we making progress? And they answer that. And so I think to come back to it, it's sort of playing our trump card. It's the card that we had in reserve because it was so well written the first time. And I think by updating it and making it using that same document, not a new document, but the same document, just updating it and making it really strong, is a great step forward. Kudos to the executive.
Any further discussion?
Move to call the question.
So moved. Is there a second? Thanks, Bill. Is there any objection
to calling the question? Seeing none, the question has been called. We'll move to a vote on this. If anyone with a green placard, please raise it when I ask for the vote. So all in favor of approving Resolution 1 that forms an ad hoc committee, please raise your green placards. 2, 3.
I should say our new voting members are allowed to vote even though you don't have a placard.
Yes, please. Yeah, all the green ones. Fantastic. With that, the resolution passes. And 15-0, and it passes. my apologies. All right, now we will turn our attention back to the election. So we have had a tie between Parag and Triveni. So what we're going to do now, I believe, and please, if someone knows Robert's rules better than I do, please chime in. We're going to have them again speak for a minute if they'd like to. They can waive it, and then we'll have another vote just between those two, and hopefully we will choose a winner out of that. So, Parag, anything else to say? Okay, great. Triveni, anything else?
I forgot to mention earlier that I have experience with GSA high school activities from my undergrad, and I was on my community there and other sorts of activities.
Great, thanks. Vinay and Christine, thank you for running in the last one. At this point, we're all going to vote for either Triveni or Parag on the ballot, and we'll collect those, count again. Thank you again, Amy. See who the winner is. This is the appropriate way to do this, right? Give everyone a couple minutes and then go ahead. Okay.
We're going to talk specifically about the GPI, like within the GPI.
Gotcha.
Now that we have to have that.
Gotcha.
And what are you talking about?
If you want. Yeah, why don't you? Okay, so while we're collecting votes, excuse me, everyone. So while we're collecting votes, we're going to just briefly introduce what we're going to do next. We're going to break out into the different groups. If anyone needs to see the names again, please let me know. Into these four groups, which is unreadable. That is unfortunate. At least it's up there now. So these are the four groups. I can read these out loud, maybe.
No, don't read them out loud.
Yeah. Biological sciences, humanities, physical sciences, social sciences, and then the professional school. It's pretty self-explanatory. Join a group. And so what we're going to do is we're going to focus the discussions for the next, let's say, 10 minutes. We unfortunately don't have a full 20. We'll take 10. I'm going to have Nicole kind of introduce the breakout session format.
Yeah, so for those of you who are new, we sort of break out into small groups with the representatives from each area and also the voting representatives in that area, just for the small format discussion. I love it, like, so now that Resolution 1 has passed, to discuss the actual contents of the GPI. I know many of you here should be opportunity to look over that document, see some of the stuff that came up from the update, and just sort of go from there. What issues do you care about? Where are you happy with the progress? Where are you not happy? Where would you like to focus some of the efforts of the committee? So that'll be the breakout session. We'll do these a couple times throughout the year. Break up.
Yeah, so we'll have humanities over here,
The professional schools back there by Han will do physical sciences over here, social sciences up in that back corner, and what did I miss? Biological sciences, thank you, kind of in this middle area. So again, take 10 minutes, and then we'll reconvene in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and vote in and take notes.
Great, thank you guys very much for participating in the discussion. There's really just a couple more things left. First of all, the results of the election were close again, so luckily we do have a winner this time. Trevaney is our new voting rep. So we're going to have more of these discussions throughout the course of the year. I know it can be sometimes hard to contribute, but we hopefully will provide all the documents beforehand. If you have any questions, email any of us about any of the agenda items for discussion. That being said, it's now open forum. Is there anyone who would like to bring anything up to the GPSA? Awesome. Seeing none. Nicole, open forum. Great. Nicole has moved to adjourn the meeting. Seconded. Yes, please.
2 weeks.
Next meeting is now. Without any objection, the meeting is adjourned. Any objection? Great. Meeting is adjourned. We'll see you in 2 weeks here on September 10th at 5:30. Thanks.
Nice job.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.